Before we get to what you guys think, we want to hear what Darren Haynes thinks. He, of course, is the man who brings us Flames from 80feet.ca. He joins us now. Darren, how are you this morning?
Pretty good, Peter. It's a busy weekend, but I'm recovered and rested and ready to go with more July hockey this week at Winsport.
I was going to say, it's been roughly 3 weeks without hockey, so finally the off season has come to an end, and we have people on the ice with pucks and skates and sticks. I don't know how we survived the 3 weeks, but Darren, we've made it. We got through.
Yeah, I kind of describe the off season as a bit of the triple crown. There's the draft, and then there's the free agency, and then there's development camp. And then after that, there's a little bit of a reprieve. Although we wonder about this city. There's always going to be some chatter because, obviously there's still lots of work to do for the old GM. So I wonder if there'll be any off season at all this year.
Yeah, GM doesn't really strike me as a job where you can go to the cabin for a couple weeks. Nope. Hold my calls. I'm going to the lake. I'll be back in a couple weeks. Okay, what did I miss? Oh, everything. Good. It's kind of a 24/7, 365 thing.
Yeah, it is. It is for the guy in the big chair this summer. Anyway, I think a lot of this stuff will get tidied up by early part of July, and you'll still run into a downtime. You know, late July and into August before things crank up again in September.
Yeah, we'll start with how the Flames have done so far this offseason. Obviously, the big acquisition, Troy Brouwer, gets signed by the Calgary Flames. I think most people's consensus is, like the player, the term is a little long at the money that it's going to be. Where are you at on the contract and the player, Troy Brouwer?
Well, that was always going to be the case, right? The situation with July 1st is an opportunity to fill a specific need that you have without giving up an asset, and all it costs you is money. And so that is exactly what Calgary did, and many teams went out and did. And so you don't go bargain shopping on July 1st. That's not the day to go and find a steal. But if there's something very specific that you need, and quite likely in limited supply, you kind of go after that. So this team had two very glaring needs going into free agency. They needed help on the right side, preferably a guy that can fit into that top nine, sometimes could be top line, maybe third line, somewhere in that top nine, a veteran presence, right-handed shot, very specifically looking for a right-handed shot. Got that in Troy Brouwer, and they also obviously needed another goaltender, and they got a Calgary kid, played hockey for Bow Valley in the Southeast growing up, and so Chad Johnson. So, and Chad Johnson is a very established goalie. He has a lot of things over Joni Ordio, and so they brought in a veteran, and so they filled both of those needs. So, as I heard your conversation with him this morning, and similar to what he said on the weekend. Might be dabbling a little bit later on, but the two urgent needs are resolved.
Yeah, the Flames kind of had a checklist going in, and they've knocked off most of the things. It's just waiting for Gaudreau and Monahan. As far as Brouwer is concerned, do you think that it's just locked that we're going to see opening day he on the right side with Gaudreau and Monahan?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I think they'd like to see if that works. But I don't think that's necessarily a lock. They kind of view, the vision that he has for this team, and we've heard over the years, is not so much a top six, bottom six, but more of a top nine and a serviceable fourth line. And so I think, you could see Brouwer running on the right side with Sam Bennett. And at this point, that would probably be considered your third line. Eventually Sam Bennett will be your second line center and whatnot. But I think there's a lot of guys who kind of interchange. So I that's where I see Brouwer's role. The other thing that I think that Brouwer brings is it's way more than his goals. Now, he's in the last 7 years, he's got 140 goals. So that's a 20-goal average. It's easy math. We can all do that. So you have some consistency offensively and some expectations there. But if he scores 15 goals next year, it's not necessarily going to be a tragedy, because there's a lot of other things that he brings. And one of the things that I think, and he'll settle into this role, he's going to be a voice in that dressing room. He's not shy about saying that on the weekend, that's kind of him, and he's not going to change who he is, and he can be outspoken. And this team could use a little more of that. Mark Giordano is the captain. He knows that. He respects that. I mean, Giordano was the first guy that talked to him during the kind of recruitment process. And everybody he talked to along the way, others such as Derek Engelin, who he played junior with in Moose Jaw, acknowledge that, hey, this is Giordano's team, and he respects that. But I think he is here to support Giordano because there does need to be some veteran presence when you're constructing a team. You know, you look at who are the three core pieces up front. Bennett, Gaudreau, Monahan, they're age 22, 21, and 20. You know, they've got a lot of growth still to go, so you need to protect them. You need to support them. And that's where I think a guy like Brouwer comes in as an older voice to go alongside Giordano. And do they have some older players? Well, you know, they do have Matt Stajan. I don't think Matt Stajan is the guy that's that outspoken guy. They have Derek Englund. He's quiet spoken. I don't think he's that guy, but I think Brouwer is going to be that guy. So I think you have strengthened the kind of leadership of the team, and you're going to have a guy that probably won't be afraid to, you know, give guys a little kick in the behind if they're not going very well. So I think there's a lot that he brings beyond just your goals and assists.
Well, and he knows how to be that vocal leader who's the non-captain, because he, as far as I know, hasn't been a captain in any spots and has gone to places with, you know, pretty strong leadership groups. Now he's coming into a spot where maybe he can be a little bit more vocal, but he still knows when to push and when to pull in that sense. The Chad Johnson signing was one that got a lot of attention out here as well. As you mentioned, a Calgary boy, and I feel infinitely better about the goaltending situation today, better than where it was in April.
Yep. And what you like about it is again, I talked to him on Friday when they gathered them all up, which was bizarre. I'm like, yeah, are we going to be able to get these guys? I'm talking to the media relations guys in the morning, right? I'm like, hey, can we get these guys on the telephone so we can get some quotes from them? They're like, actually, we're trying to get them here. I'm like, what? Yeah, they're both in town. Oh, how convenient. So anyway, so they're both at the Dome on Friday and talking to Chad Johnson. Like, here's the thing is he's not coming in here to be the backup. Like, that's not his mindset at all. Like, he's coming off as season where he played more than he's ever played. He had, I think he made 40 starts in Buffalo, and he thought that was a really important year for him to kind of get people's perception of him to change. He's always been labeled as a backup. He doesn't want that label. So he's coming in here not just to be, like he says, hey, I got a one-year deal. Brian Elliott's got a one-year deal. We're both coming in here to go after that number one job. Now, realistically, I think it's going to be Elliott. But that's, you know, I mean, but I think that's the attitude that he brings, and he's got some numbers to back it up. He was talking to, you know, you look at his numbers from November 1st on last year, so that's a sample size of about 5 months. He had the third best save percentage in the league. So he had a good year last year, had a little bit of a shaky start, but after that, he was playing in consecutive games, something that he never really had the chance to do. He thought that kind of proved that he can be an everyday guy. So he, he's been a reliable goaltender wherever he's been. It's been a carousel, five different organizations in 5 years. He'd love to kind of hang around Calgary for a bit. He just got married to a Calgary gal. I think he'd like to settle in here, but he knows he's here just for one. And at this point, and then we'll see how it goes. But a lot to like about Chad Johnson also.
The question I have for the people on the text line today is, are there any kind of bargain guys out on the free agent market that have piqued your interest? I will ask you the same question. Anyone out there that hasn't been signed yet that could be coming in at a reasonable price that has your attention?
No, you know, I there's nothing that just because I think it's easy for Calgary to be almost done, right? Like, if anything, they're going to be looking at someone that, could be, you know, I heard Brad this morning mention that they actually might need a left-handed shot. And isn't that ironic that they have too many right-hand defensemen and that shooting right might work against Nikolodl. So, you know, what I would be looking at, and I haven't had a chance to really go and take a look at this yet, but, you know, who is out there for left-handed shots that could be, you know, kind of a later in the summer signing, a guy that didn't get the money maybe he was hoping for, that could just bring a little bit more safety to the defense. They have the bodies right now, for sure, but it's what happens if you have an injury or two injuries. How deep do you need to go into the minors, and are they ready? And that's where, when you start asking that question, you can see and make a case where they might need to add one more body on the back end. So I haven't really looked yet, Peter, but I guess the signs are, take a look out there. What might be out there for left shooting defensemen, and it might be able to come in for, you know, $1.5 million. And, that's kind of where you might be wanting to look, because that's where the GM's probably looking.
Darren Haynes from flamesfromadefeet.ca joining us here on Pinder in the Morning, brought to you by Glenmore. Now, that's the silly stuff of this offseason. What everyone's waiting for, Flames Development Camp. And it gets going today. The fitness testing on the go as we speak, actually, all leading up to the main event of the week. That is the scrimmage. You have a piece up right now, 8 prospects to watch. I'm not going to spoil the list for anyone who wants to go check it out at flamesfrom80feet.ca. But who are a couple guys that are going to be here in town doing the fitness testing right now on the scrimmage on Thursday that you're interested to see at this thing?
And you know, if you're for the hardcore fan that's into the prospects and really following the organization, there's a lot. Like, there's a lot of interesting angles, especially when they just came back from Buffalo with 9 players in the draft. I mean, that's the most they've come back with 9 guys on the bus in like over 10 years. So they got a lot of new faces, and all but one of them, all but their 7th round pick, Fulkowski, is going to be in town. So there's a lot of new faces. Literally, then you have Brett Pollock, who is a guy that I'm going to keep an eye on and would like to catch up with him just because he's new to the organization. He was, you know, we knew about the draft pick, and Yoki Pack has been a nice ad, but Brett Pollock is a 2nd-round pick, 45th overall, a couple years back, that also came over in that Chris Russell trade. Edmonton's leading scorer the last couple of years in the dub, a big kid at 6'3", 6'2", or 6'3". So, you know, what is he all about? So, you know, that's something that I'm going to be looking for. I mean, you have to love the Matthew Phillips selection from the draft again. Calgary kid, the shortest guy that went in the draft, 5'6", 5'7". I think he said on air that he's 150, that the Flames said might be generous. He's more like 145. That's ridiculously small, but he's supposed to be uber talented. So taking a look at that guy up close and see how he wheels down the wing going against Keegan Kanzig, it's just going to be kind of fun to see. So Matthew Phillips is another one. And Keith Tkachuk, I guess, you know, I knew I was going to say that. Matthew Tkachuk is someone, obviously, is the prized prospect at this point. They've given him number 19. They could have given him number 98. So that, read into that what you will. But Matthew Tkachuk is someone that obviously there'll be a lot of interest in just seeing him up close. So those are a couple. The Czech goalie, David Rittich, I identified him. I don't think he's the next guy on the list by any means. It's still John Gillies. It's still Mason McDonald. Heck, Tyler Parsons is probably a better prospect at this point, but David Rittich is the mystery. He's 23. He's coming over from the Czech. He's supposed to be very athletic. So let's see how he looks. So that's what development camp is all about, is to take these guys who we've read about, we've seen YouTube footage of, and just see them in skates for your own in front of your own eyes.
To be fair, I'd also want to see how Keith Tkachuk could do at this camp, but I don't know if we're going to get to see that. With Matthew Tkachuk, I haven't really been on here and haven't had a chance to talk to you since the draft. Is he someone who you think can join the Flames right away next year, or do you think he has another year with the London Knights in him?
50-50. You know, if I had to put the odds on it right now, I got the Sean Monahan wrong. I'll be yeah, straight up honest. I thought he was going back, but he didn't give him an opportunity. He latched on right from the start. Remember, he couldn't score in every game. They got to 9 games. They're like, we can't send this guy. He's been our best forward, right? So, you know, I think he's going to make it tough. Like, I think there's a real opportunity for him to get started right now. He's a big guy already, 6'2", 200. I mean, he's not going back to put on more pounds. So could he work on skating? Yeah, absolutely. And is there a way to do that? You know, is that something that he could go and work on in junior, I suppose? So I'm 50-50, but I think he's going to make it. I think it's going to be awfully, he's going to make it a tough decision for the team.
Yeah, I think if nothing else, we're going to see him for that little 9-game stint that you can get at the beginning of the year and then make them make the decision at that point. Someone else who I'm wondering, because it, like from what you're saying and from the sounds of it, pretty much done at forward, it sounds like, unless something comes up. It's a long off season, we never know. But that would mean Mark Jankowski's in a not bad spot to make this team. Again, it's pretty early to make these projections, but do you see him fitting in with this main roster this year?
No.
Okay.
No, there's no, I would say zero chance of him. I shouldn't say zero. Let's say 5. Okay. No, he's just got to advance to the next level. He had a nice little 8-game stint in Stockton when he signed. Stockton still had schedule left last year. He signed immediately. Talked to his teachers and said, "Hey, I'll be back in 2 weeks. Just let me know what I have for homework." Went out to Stockton, got in a bunch of action. Actually played very well. Had a nice first impression. Almost almost too nice to the point where they said, hey, don't get the assumption that this is going to be easy. And I think he's pretty grounded. I don't think that'll be a concern, but no, he's going to need development time. Probably not just 1 year, and you mean a couple of years. I mean, this guy still has lots of work to do, and he's a center. I mean, that's where they project him, right? So if you want to start, succession planning, if you will. Well, Matt Stajan has 2 years left. That's the kind of thing. That's the kind of timing you should be looking at. I expect him to be probably the star of development at camp again. He's got the most experience. I think he'll have a great camp. He'll probably have a decent rookie camp too, but there's very little chance he's on the NHL roster in October.
It's going to be an interesting couple days. As you mentioned, the people who are into this stuff are really into this stuff. So a lot for those types of fans and a lot for everyone at the development camp. Fitness testing today, skill development and power skating the next 2 days. I always loved those. And then scrimmage on Thursday. Darren, what can we expect from you over the next couple days, weeks, and months of the offseason from Flames from 80 Feet?
Well, it's been busy. I have a new piece up every day over the long weekend. So for those out of town, grab your iPad and settle in. Catch up. There's lots of good stuff from over the weekend. But moving forward, I'll be, at the next 3 days, catching up with some of these kids. What are their stories? Just getting to know them a little bit better. So bringing that kind of stuff over the rest of the summer. So, I think the next 3 days will be a good opportunity to do that, to kind of bag some quotes and some features that I can write at a later point, sit on the back deck and kind of hammer that stuff out later in July, just to kind of keep things interesting as we go. And then we'll get back after it again in September. So just, and hey, remember, we still have the Gaudreau Monahan. There's lots of analysis that we can do there. I mean, I think it's been analyzed to death, but what are these contracts going to come in? What are the comparables? There's still stuff to get after, but the news is going to slow down after we get past this week.
Yeah, we're at the point where the insiders, instead of breaking free agency, are posting pictures from their cabins. So we know now we're officially into the offseason, but going to be some good stuff from Flames from 80 Feet. Darren, thanks for taking the time today. Always appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Peter. Have a great day.
You too. That is Darren Haynes from flamesfrom80feet.ca.